Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today, the Sunday Mass we're celebrating as the solemnity of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica, which is the cathedral of the Pope, the Bishop of Rome. When a feast day that is dedicated to our Lord falls on a Sunday, then it becomes a solemnity and it takes precedence over the Sunday of ordinary time. Before I make comments regarding this particular feast day, I'd just like to comment on the gospel, which is so rich in spiritual teaching for us. This feast day helps us to reflect on the dual nature of our created being, both as individuals and as the church. The feast day of the dedication of this temple, the Basilica of St. John Lateran, which is the cathedral in Rome, reminds us of the visible and hierarchical nature of the church, which is an external reality. And also in the gospel, and also just because of what a temple is, we're reminded of the invisible and spiritual reality of our being united as the mystical body of Christ. So the communion of the spiritual communion of the saints in the church, which is an internal reality. And the reading today from the Divine Office, the Breviary, is a reflection by Saint Caesarius of Arles. And it's really helpful to the summary that he gives, just to touch on this aspect of the feast day today and the gospel. And this was a sermon given on the occasion of the dedication of a temple. He says, "My fellow Christians, today is the birthday of this church, an occasion for celebration and rejoicing. We, however, ought to be the true and living temple of God. Nevertheless, Christians rightly commemorate this feast of the church, their mother, for they know that through her they were reborn in the Spirit. At our first birth, we were vessels of God's wrath. Reborn, we became vessels of his mercy. Our first birth brought death to us, but our second restored us to life. Indeed, before our baptism, we were sanctuaries of the devil. But after our baptism, we merited the privilege of being temples of Christ. And if we think more carefully about the meaning of our salvation, we shall realize that we are indeed living and true temples of God. God does not dwell only in structures fashioned by human hands, in homes of wood and stone, but rather he dwells principally in the soul made according to his own image and fashioned by his own hand. Therefore, the Apostle Paul says, 'The temple of God is holy, and you are that temple.'" Our Lord also told us of the reality of our bodies as temples of God. In the Gospel of St. John, we hear, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and will make our abode with him." This is the doctrine of the inhabitation of God, the Most Holy Trinity, in the soul of the baptized who are in a state of grace. So God lives in us, and we are holy, made holy by the presence of God in our soul. And our Lord today in the gospel is angered, indignant at the profanation of the temple of Jerusalem, which is only an image and a prefiguring or foreshadowing of the true temple, which is himself. And if our Lord is thus angered at the profanation of a physical building dedicated to God, how much more so to the profanation that we work in our own bodies, particularly with the sins of the flesh. And so that's the spiritual power in this. It's not only an image, it's a truth that our bodies are temples. And in this particular feast, there are several points worth noting. All Christian temples are dedicated to God and are the image of Christ himself. In his resurrected body, he is the true temple. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. But he was speaking about the temple of his body. In the first reading, we also heard a reference to the temple, which is, in its most profound sense, the body of Jesus Christ, the Word incarnate, who suffered and died for us. The water, reading from Ezekiel, the water flowed down from the southern or right side of the temple. This water flows into the eastern district and empties into the sea, the salt waters, which it makes fresh. Wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their fruit shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine. In this beautiful image, the water springs from the pierced side of Christ. That is the Holy Spirit. The image represents then our Lord, who gives birth to the church, who gives us life from the water that flows from his side, which is the Holy Spirit, which cures us of our sins and gives us life. For this reason, we venerate and respect our temples, that is, the physical building in which we give worship to God, which represents Christ himself. Secondly, the church as community, and that is what the church is primarily. It helps to comment on the etymology or the origin of the word ecclesia, the Greek word that was given for the church, both in its corporate sense of the body of Christ and the individual buildings in which worship takes place, means assembly. And so the structure that we celebrate today, the dedication of St. John Lateran, is a celebration of the assembly of God, the people of God, the mystical body united spiritually with one another in Christ and to Christ. So in the celebration, then, we're celebrating the church community, the body of Christ. Each one of us, as St. Peter tells us, are living stones animated by the Spirit. And together we form a single spiritual building, the building of the Holy Spirit. And this building is the church, the body of Christ, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Each one of us as living stones are called to fulfill our part in the building up of the kingdom of God. Our role is not a passive one. We're not simply spectators. We're players and participants, partners. And this is a grace that we should not receive in vain, but fulfill through our apostolic work in prayer, in witnessing to those who are outside the church, and inviting them in by our charity and the truth of salvation. So we're called to be these living stones, and the celebration of the dedication of the Basilica also is a celebration of this reality. And finally, specifically, the Lateran Basilica is a very important church, perhaps the most. Over the entrance, there's an inscription. In Latin, it says, Sacrosancta Lateranensis Ecclesia Omnium Urbis et Orbis Ecclesiarum Mater et Caput, which in English is Most Holy Lateran Church of all the churches in the city and the world, the mother and head. This is very important for us to understand. The Church of Rome, the Archdiocese of Rome, the local church gathered around her bishop, which is, in this case, the Bishop of Rome, the Pope, the successor of Peter, is the church that presides over all the other dioceses of the world and is the most venerable of all the churches on the earth as far back as the first century. Within years after Christ's death and resurrection, Saint Ignatius of Antioch, bishop, addressed himself to the Church of Rome in a famous letter. And we read the following: To the church that is in charge of affairs in Roman quarters, and that the Most High Father and Jesus Christ, his only Son, have magnificently embraced in mercy and love, you have been granted light both by the will of him who willed all that is, and by virtue of your believing in Jesus Christ, our God, and of loving him. You are a credit to God. You deserve your renown and are to be congratulated. You deserve praise and success and are privileged to be without blemish. Yes, you rank first in love. Or another translation says, preside over love, which is another word for charity. Being true to Christ's law and stamped with the Father's name. This loving address is for us the doctrine of the Roman Church's precedence over all the other local churches and the precedence of Peter over the College of Bishops. The Pope is the visible sign of unity of the Church, the unity of faith and charity. And so today, the whole church in all the world unites with the Church of Rome on the feast of the dedication of the cathedral, the Lateran Basilica, which is the cathedral of the Pope. The cathedral is obviously the central church of any local church. When we speak of church, we speak of the entirety, and we also can speak of church in a local sense, which is the diocese united around and with her bishop. the celebration then throughout the whole church of this particular basilica, the dedication of this basilica, is symbolic of our desire to affirm our unity with the Church of Rome and with her bishop, our Pope, in this case today, Pope Francis. All Catholics are called to be united to the Pope and to the Church of Rome, over which he presides in particular, and of course he presides over the entire church, and is the sign of unity, of faith and charity. So this feast day, we renew our consciousness and moral obligation to love the Holy Father, to love the Church of Rome, and to practice our unity in faith and charity. St. John Lateran, as I read from the inscription, is the Mother Church of the entire universal church. And when we speak of mother, when we speak of church, the two words go together. And the most excellent example of church and mother is Our Lady, who is also called the Virgin-made Church. She who is full of grace is the most perfect image of the church. We pray then to Our Lady to unite us all in love and in faith with the Pope and the Church in Rome and all the others. Praise be Jesus and Mary.